Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Revenue Rebels right here on SLMA Radio with our host, Roan Morgan, the CEO of Demand Lab, the sponsor of the program as well. So let's get started. Bring in those rebellious Revenue Rebels with Roan and her friends right now. Hey, Roan.
Thank you, Paul, for the introduction. Welcome back to Revenue Rebels. I'm Roan Morgan, your host, and this program is sponsored by Demand Lab. Thank you, listeners, for joining us today. The guest today is a rule-breaking marketing leader who is joining us to discuss the four steps to accelerating company growth. Daryl Prail is the chief marketing officer at VanillaSoft, which is a sales engagement platform that keeps your sales team busy and focused on engaging your leads and growing revenue. Daryl, you've been with VanillaSoft for a little over a year now. You've been working in high-tech marketing for over 25 years, spanning startups, consolidations, acquisitions, and IPOs. Daryl is the CMO at VanillaSoft, and we're walking through his process of accelerating company growth through marketing transformation. So, Daryl, you just went through a very long list of what we called exciting opportunities to make impact. I'd love for you to share a little bit about the process of revamping the marketing department.
Like you alluded to it in the opening to the podcast, four steps. I broke it down into four steps so don't make it manage this over otherwise it overwhelms you. And in my mind, each step, I gave myself 3 months, and I had coordinated with the executive team, especially the CEO, that this was my plan. So, you know, ironically, and I had an interview process that said, what's your 90-day plan? My response was, I don't have one. I have a one-year plan. And it's simple. Four steps. Number one, triage. I'll go into that in a second. Number two, rinse and repeat. Number three, make some noise. Number four, grow. So that was it. So triage is just get your house in order, get your systems in order, get the baseline of all your metrics. Get rid of all the technology you're not using. Optimize your website. Make sure your marketing automation choices are there and it's integrated with all the things you need to be able to integrate with. Make sure you've got your dashboard set up so you can communicate with your stakeholders what's going on so you can trend and see what's happening. Triage. Get your marketing ops in order. That was the first thing. And we did that for us. We ended up standardizing on HubSpot, going into VanillaSoft. For the data side, we use ZoomInfo. We took it off the website and put it all in a Google Tag Manager, relaunched a new website to simply get that stable. We do all of our project management and team management using Divi HQ. We optimize all of our keywords using SEMrush. And we do all of our video, whatnot, and our live streams using Vimeo and Wistia. For us, and whenever we look at tech, the first thing I always look at is can it integrate with HubSpot? I'm not advocating for HubSpot. You can use Marketo. You can use Pardot. For us, they already had it. It was adequate for our needs. Would I have picked it from scratch? Probably not, but it's done the job. I wasn't going to reinvent that piece. I was just going to build on that as my foundation. So that was the first thing we did. That took just over 3 months. And that was just crazy. Just getting, you know, the ability to have a common tracking codes, for example, you know, what are the definitions and make sure we can always tie it back to Google Analytics. So we know where, what's converting and what's not, tie it back to AdWords, all that stuff. That took a lot of time. So that was triage. Rinse and repeat said, now that we've got our systems, now that we can measure everything, now we need to put in repeatable demand generation programs that are going to feed the pipeline, but we need to make them efficient and scalable and repeatable, hence rinse and repeat. For example, what we introduced with regularity was that the second Tuesday of every month was going to be a webinar on a product piece of functionality. And we can invite the whole world, but it's really it's targeted for our actual customers, but anybody can come. The fourth Tuesday was always going to be thought leadership piece, you know, about the industry, trends, whatever, something that's bold and aggressive, bringing in expert panelists, leveraging their brand. Right. We always knew that 2 days after that fourth Tuesday, we would then launch our monthly newsletter. So the list went on and we had everything was scheduled to the day of the month. And we'd always work backwards. And Divi HQ gives us this ability to do this. It says we have a standard webinar promotion schedule, 3 emails, social media posts, tracking codes for every single panelist, rinse and repeat, just do it. So the team knew exactly what to do. We weren't faking it. We weren't dropping the ball. It was all there. It was formulaic. It was templated. And I could tell the rest of my company, it was always the second Tuesday. It was always the fourth Tuesday. Whatever it might be, they knew. So everybody was trained and conditioned. Rinse and repeat. And by 3 months in, we had, you know, our first webinar, we had 40 people. By our third webinar, we had 180 people, right? And our some of our more recent live streams, we've moved from webinars to live streams now, we're averaging almost over 1,000 people. It's just rinse and repeat, do the campaigns, we know what to do, it feeds the pipeline.
One of the things that I think can be a challenge for a new marketing leader that's coming in to really transform an organization is an expectation from executive stakeholders that you're going to kind of skip all of this and head right into growth in the first quarter. You're going to be, deals are going to be larger, sales are going to come in faster, there's going to be tons of new leads, and you've got a lot to get done, and they're like, look, we don't have a year to get to growth. But what you've talked about here is critical, and this is how we talk about it with our clients, is you've got to kind of go through the steps to get to growth when you're, you know, depending on where you're at. Like, we'll look at the maturity level, where you're at and what needs to be done in order to get to that growth phase. And it's going to be different. It's not always a year. But how did you talk with your executive leadership and sort of manage their expectations and get them on board with this process?
So great question. And that is critical. So I did two things. First off, I coordinated nonstop, non-freaking-stop, open mic, shall we say, with the CEO and with the VP of sales. Those were my two closest allies, and they could also be the two people who are going to sewer me if I don't do it right and don't engage with them. Keeping them aligned is critical, and that means open dialogue. That means agreement on expectations. Like, my head of sales, I sat down and I said, how do you define a lead? You know, a marketing qualified lead means what to you? So let's get agreement. If I give you a marketing qualified lead, when will you follow up on that? Let's get a service level agreement between you and I. If I don't give you that lead, you can bust my butt. If you don't follow up as we discuss, I can bust your butt. Do we agree with this? Yes, we agree with this because we're both trying to achieve the same thing. Right. With the CEO and the head of sales, what I said was, listen, I'm going to do status quo. I'm not going to go, shall we say, speak from the megaphone. I'm going to sustain what you've been doing in my, you know, my first two steps, triage, rinse and repeat. But rinse and repeat will be, you know, the point where we start to kind of crank up the volume. So really, the first 3 months, just forget I'm not here, okay, because I'm getting my house in order so I can get a baseline. Because going back to the CEO, what do you want to do? You want to measure me, right? You want to make sure that my salary is justified and the investment we're spending on programs is justified and it's getting an ROI. Well, we can't do that without a baseline. Do we agree? Yes, of course we agree. All right, so let me get my house in order, and I'll communicate with you all on the way. And the funny part was, I needed his sponsorship, because for me to go integrate with all these other tools like VanillaSoft, I had to go and work with my own R&D team to customize our instance of VanillaSoft. That required sponsorship. So I had to do that. When it came to the campaign side, I managed expectations again. So a couple things that were interesting. I said, listen, these first couple campaigns are not meant to generate leads, quote unquote. They're meant to perfect the process, the template, so that we get that down pat. So then, you know, the second, third, fourth time we do these things, now we're generating leads. And I said, so, you know, if I get zero people showing up on my webinar, that's fine by me, that first one. And they look at you like you have three heads, and I'm saying, it's process. And they said, okay. And I said, but it will get better. And as long as you execute and you manage expectations,
right,
they trust you. You're building trust every step of the way. So that was huge for us, ongoing communication. The other thing I had to do for us, for example, we were really focused on one feature of our product. But when I talked, and that's what all of our AdWords spend was really around this one feature. And when I talked to my head of sales, he goes, dude, that sucks. He goes, I get all these leads. I get tons of leads from the AdWords. But 1 in 10 might actually be valid. So what I ended up doing was I dramatically scaled back my spend around the AdWords around that one feature, which upset some people. And I went to my stakeholders again and I said, the lead flow volume is going to drop. But if this goes to plan, because I'm going to diversify and go to other areas, we're actually going to get a higher close rate and a bigger deal size. Don't be confused by less volume. That's my prediction. And they said, okay. And then sure enough, you know, a few months later, you look back and go, yeah, our deal size has gone up dramatically. Mm-hmm. You know, our conversion rate's gone up dramatically. So even though our numbers, and say free trials, for example, were down, our results were much, much better. But I had to communicate that. If you don't communicate that, you're hosting. That's the biggest
thing. Yeah, and the only way to be able to communicate that growth would be to put in the processes, the systems that you did at that first stage of triage. So lots of communication, but then also really developing systems that enable baseline measurement and growth measurement. And without that, you're not going to have a lot of ground to stand on as you're moving forward and they see the leads coming in slower and slower or fewer and fewer.
Doing that rinse and repeat allowed my people to see where can we implement automated processes or build up templates that we can reuse. That allowed me to make our demand generation efforts very scalable because I knew in the coming quarters, I was going to throw more and more on my team. So if we didn't have the systems to automate as much as possible, mm-hmm. I can never scale my people.
Yeah. Without systems and processes in place I think that the sales partners that you're working with can understand that certainly and relate to that because they're dealing and working within a sales process. Marketing has been in the long past, certainly not in the last 10 years, but we're still growing much more on the creative side and the sort of a bit of a process, but also a bit of a black box. And now with technology and everything that we're trying to achieve with it, there is a process that needs to be put in place. And I imagine that sales leaders and other stakeholders can appreciate putting a process in place as long as it's well communicated and expectations are managed. So that's really interesting.
The last 2 points, make some noise and grow. So make some noise was really all about communications. In other words, get out there, be bold, get on social, be contentious, pick a fight with a bad guy. I told my boss, I said, we have two roles. You, Mr. CEO, you're the professor. You're going to be the trusted advisor whom all the, you know, the financial folks love. You're the good cop. I'm the troublemaker. I'm the bad cop. I'm going to get out there and pick fights. I'm going to get noise. I'm going to get contentious. I'm going to be public about it. And I said, so what's going to happen here is that our competition is going to get riled up and they're going to talk about us and they're going to curse us. And I said, that's great. That's what I want. We need to be in the conversation. And then where necessary, you're going to walk behind me and clean up behind me. And he's like, okay, so I'm good cop, you're a bad cop. And I said, yeah. He goes, okay, I can do that. So we understood what we were doing. So make some noise. It was all about that. AR, analyst relations, PR, public relations. It was all about social. And it was about content, 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 content. Right. And then the last stage, grow. It's about, okay, now where can we expand? What other categories can we go into? What other verticals can we go into? What other events can we go to? And what other geographies can we go into? And that's where we're at.
That's fantastic. That's really exciting. Unfortunately, we've actually reached our time. We're a bit over our time. And what I think we should be doing here, Daryl, is planning on our next conversation together. So I've got a bunch more questions, tons of stuff that I think we could talk through on this. And I'd love to be able to invite you back to chat with us in our next podcast.
I'd
love for you just to share a little bit with the listeners on how they could reach out to you. And please, if you can spell all that great info, because that name could be spelled in a few different ways.
It rhymes, doesn't it? I know. I understand. Okay, no problem. So just go on LinkedIn. It's Daryl Prail. So Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, Prail, Peter, R-A-I-L-L. So just like that. All right, Daryl Prail. You can get me on Twitter. I'm my handle is Opinionated, spelled funky. O-H-P-I-N-I-O-N, the number 8, T-E-D, because, hey, you got to have an opinion. And beyond that, DarylPrail.com. But more than anything, just go to VanillaSoft.com. All my contact details are right
there. Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining today, Daryl. I'm your host, Roan Morgan. And as always, you can contact me on LinkedIn at R-H-O-A-N Morgan. Now, back over to you, Paul, in the studio.
You've been listening to another group of Revenue Rebels right here in the Funnel Radio Network. For at-work listeners like you.